Welcome to On the Verge with Kara Bradley. Weekly blasts of no-hype advice and essential practices to settle down, show up, and shift from crazy busy to high-definition, high-voltage living.
So as you know by now, I'm going through some changes. I'm radically shifting, and I'm sharing it with you all. I'm just sharing my experience. I'm sharing with you what I'm experimenting with, and I hope it's working. I mean, I hope that you're getting something out of this. I guess if you weren't, you just wouldn't be listening. So I'm going to take it as a yes, and I'm going to just continue to lean in, because every morning I'm waking up and looking and thinking and asking myself these questions. You know, I don't want to just keep spinning my wheels. I don't want to continue to try to make surface changes in my life. I really want to get underneath it all. I really want to change from the root. And so today I want to talk to you about a question, one question that I keep asking myself, and I find myself asking it all the time now. So the question is, what's working and what's not? What's working in my life? What's not working? What's no longer supporting me, serving me? What maybe never supported or served me? And so let's talk about this question. What is working and what is not? To get super honest with it, we must be willing to face the truth. We must be willing to get underneath the emotions and the patterns and the habits and the shoulds and the shouldn'ts, and to really look at what we're doing at face value. How do we do that? Well, it takes, in my opinion, in my experience, curiosity. Like, why? Why do I feel foggy every morning? Or why can't I tell my coworker the truth about how, you know, what he's doing just isn't really working, you know, to support me? Why? What am I doing that's bringing me to this place in my life? Because our actions, our reactions are creating our reality. So can we, are we willing to get super curious about our lives? So that's number one, curiosity. The second is having the courage. Having the courage to face everything. Having the courage to face the truth when it arises and it meets you, and it will. It will. The truth is just waiting for you to have the courage to stand and look directly at it. Curiosity, courage, compassion. So there's four C's, by the way. Compassion. We have to be kind to ourselves during this process. We can't continue to beat ourselves up for what's happened in the past. It's over. Let's get on with it. So a hand to your heart, and it's okay. I know what you've done. We've been there before. Let's just look forward, right? Let's look forward at what we're doing. My friend Chrissy, who is this fantastic career coach, says, stop looking in the rearview mirror and start looking in the wind through the windshield. I love it. It's so simple. Stop looking in the rearview mirror. Be compassionate with yourself about what you've done, but let's get on with it. Let's face it. And commitment. And that's the facing. Commitment. The commitment to want to make a change. The commitment to recognize that how you're living right now, while it may be okay and you may be comfortable, it's maybe, perhaps, and it's probably for sure, not fully how you want to be living. You know you could feel better. You know you could be doing better. You know you could be connecting more deeply. So here it is, the four C's. Curiosity, courage, compassion, and commitment to change. That's how we're going to get to the root of it. So what's working and what's not working in your life? I've been using the focus of just the physical body, right? Our health, our well-being, our energy level. I talked about it in my last two podcasts, so I'm kind of riffing on this because it's what I'm working on right now. So it's always easy to work with the body because, you know, we can really look at the truth, the science of it all. I have no energy. I'm not sleeping enough. I'm eating this. I'm feeling this way. My clothes feel this way. I'm not working out enough. Without the emotion, right? We're going to just agree to get past the emotion and the shoulds and the shouldn'ts, to really just get down to what's working and what's not. So you can sit with this every morning or in the evening or when it works for you in your day. To really sit with it, you could write it in your journal, that's what I do, or you can just say it out loud. What's not working for me physically? Am I feeling tired? Am I feeling foggy? So as I write about in my blog last week called What's Working and What's Not, so check that out, I talk about my wine consumption. I love wine. At the end of the day, it's like I am working all day. I love to sit down and have a glass of wine before dinner. But you know what? The sugar, the way it works in my chemistry, I wake up foggy. I wake up fuzzy. Even a glass, one glass. So I don't want to do that. That's not working for me. I got a lot that I want to accomplish every day. I want to have a lot that I want to do and experience. And so for me, waking up foggy isn't really going to work for me anymore. So I've made a commitment, not to go cold turkey, because I still enjoy wine with friends, on the weekends, but to really cut it out during the weekdays and allow myself maybe 2-3 nights a week with some wine. And I feel the difference. It took curiosity to say, why do I feel so fuzzy? Why do I have this low-level headache every morning? A courage to say, it's the freaking wine. I didn't want to admit it, folks, but it's the truth. It's the wine. As much as I love it, it's the wine. It's the wine. It's the wine. The courage to say it, the compassion to say, I love having that glass of wine. It makes me relax. It helps me, it's enjoyable. There's something very organic about sitting with a glass of wine at the end of the day. But, I can't do it. I've made the commitment to move on past that. So I know this is super simple and it's like, oh yeah, okay, wine, no wine. I got bigger problems. But, I just want to offer you something that's easy to work with. Our physicality. Courage, curiosity, compassion, and commitment. This is the question I'm asking. What's working for me and what's not? Can you look at different areas of your life, body, your mental state? Are you frazzled all the time? Do you feel frantic, chaotic, stressed? Get honest. What's happening in your emotional system? Do you feel sad? Do you feel jealous? Are you competitive? Do you feel anxious? What's going on? Let's get to the root. This is what I've been talking about in the last couple of podcasts about radically shifting your life. Getting to the root. Getting past the emotions. Getting past the shoulds. And looking at your life and what is working and what is not. So if you're feeling, let's say you're feeling competitive with other people, look at that. Do you want to feel that way for the rest of your life? Do you compare yourself constantly? Or are you willing to pause? Pause in your morning, pause in your evening, and look at some of the ways that brought up that competitiveness. And look at it and say, okay, is this working for me? And what's going on here? Is it a physical thing? How do I feel physically when I start to compare myself to others? And can I catch myself there physically starting to grasp first? Right? What's working? Is it working for me? Is it serving me? Is it giving me energy? Is it taking energy away? I had this conversation with a friend the other day about comparing ourselves to others, whether it be on social media or at the workplace or, in your family, whatever it is, and I asked her, I'm like, is this really working for you? How much energy is this taking from your life to constantly compare yourself? When we really look at it, we really get down into the very basic drives that we have, is it really working to constantly be looking outside. It's a whole lot of energy we're wasting when we can be putting that energy into other things. Is this working or is it not? What's working for me? What's not? There's loads of stuff that's working for you. You know, perhaps it's the walk around the block at the end of your day. You know, maybe it's the way you connect with your parents or your kids, or the way you reach out to those in need. There's stuff that you're doing that's working for you. And so let's celebrate that as well. I should make that the fifth C. How about it? Celebrate what is working for you already. So in order for us to radically shift our lives, you know, we need to get to the root of what we're doing. We need to be willing to see the truth, to face everything. When we start to get down to the root of stuff, it becomes much easier to work with. You're not dealing with all the emotional baggage. You're not dealing with all the mental junk around issues. You're getting down into the science of it. You know, I love getting down into the science. You know, the wine is making me fuzzy in the morning, right? Simple. You know, not pausing to breathe before I teach or before I connect with someone causes me to, you know, say awkward things. You know, simple. My nervous system is unstable. And so stuff, you know, happens that's just not natural. Being courageous, being curious, being compassionate, and then finally, being committed to making change. So let's work with this week. I'm going to stop here because there's a lot there. There's a lot to work with. But I ask you this week to look at one area of your life. But look at it not in the way that you've looked at it before, right? Let's drop all that. You know, we've been living at the surface, trying to make surface changes, right? New Year's resolutions. Okay, I'm going to stop this. I'm going to do this, because I read here that this works and this is the new fad that the celebrities are doing. You know, let's drop all that. Forget about the outside. Sit with yourself inside. One thing, your body, your energy level, your level of peace, your level of connections, you know, how you're putting yourself out there, the results that you're getting at work. One thing, simple, a simple thing. Keep it a small thing. Let's start working small stuff. Right? Look at the root. What's working and what's not? Say it out loud, write it down every morning. What's working and what's not? Start to make small changes. Start to be super honest with yourself. Be willing to see the truth. Be willing to face the truth that you're often not willing to face, that you often breeze over. I love this work. This work is changing my life. I mean, seriously changing my life. And what's happening is that these root level changes are shifting so much stuff. You know, stuff that I'm not even intending to change is changing, is falling away, is dissolving. Stuff that I've been trying to shift in my life for years is going away because I'm willing to get down to the root of one issue. So do this. Why not? What do you have to lose, right? We can continue to tread water. We can continue to use up most of our life force, our energy, treading water, trying to make surface changes, or we can just be willing to face the truth and get underneath what's not working. To get underneath it and make changes right there and then. What do you have to lose? You have a ton to gain. I love this conversation. Even though I'm just the one speaking into the mic, I'm hearing from a lot of you, so keep at it. Oh, by the way, Facebook group just started, Radical Shift 2017. I'm just throwing a lot of stuff out there. Someone asked me the other day, what are you going to put out? I'm like, I have no idea, but I'm going to be sharing stuff about myself. I'm going to be sharing stuff that's going on out there, sharing the science of stuff, just starting a conversation. This is for us to all support each other. So join us, join me. I'd love it. Have a fantastic day, everybody. Go out there and change the world.
If you're feeling fired up from this episode, please share it with a friend and review this podcast on iTunes and Google Play. And help me help more folks show up for their high-definition, high-voltage life.